that it amounted to what you would ordinarily call tenant living.
Mm-hmm.
And you had whites as well as blacks who had children who lived on the premises.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So this really, even though we didn't go to the same school, we did not go to the same church, but we met in the road, you know. We didn't live way down. But let me say this. This is interesting, and it's just, my father was a caretaker. He was not the man who worked the flowers. He took care of machinery, and he fed the horses and saw that they were well and warm. At that time, the nursery was not mechanized. And of course, in later years, they bought tractors, that kind of machinery. But we lived in the area right along where the white families lived. But there were other blacks who lived farther down, who mm-hmm. had a lot of children,
mm-hmm.
That maybe we just didn't see but once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to think of, I tell you one. Someone told me that the fellow who has the franchise for either Radio Shack or one of these electronic places, his father worked on the nursery, and we sort of grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Now, I can remember there was a central pump. You know what a pump is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we got water from there.
What was it like?
It was under a shelter, and it had seats around it because that's where the men who worked out in the field would come up to eat their lunch. And it was not, there are two kinds of pumps. One, you have to prime. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's a sharp one, right. Well, this was not that kind. It was a tall one and had a very long handle. And you just pumped and the water would come up.
I see.
And it was a place where both the white and the blacks got water. But later on, we got running water from that very same pump.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's an interesting, you know, somebody else brought that up about somebody who was living up on the hill. I asked him the same question. I wonder if it would be true to say that when running water came in, there was a loss of contact between people at that point.
It, I would consider yes, because it was almost like the non-existence of a country general store now.
Uh-huh.
You know, right where National Hill Shopping Center is, maybe about the spot where the bank is, Georgia Bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big general store there. And we could walk to that store from the nursery where we
lived.
It was like a visit.
Yeah.
You saw everybody. You knew what everybody bought. Whether he bought, you know, the big rounds of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can remember hearing my parents said that there was a big family who lived not too far away, and they would send some of the boys up to see what you buy, and time you get home, they would send up to borrow some. Now that's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Say, time you get home from the store. And then my father had an automobile. And these boys would walk to the store and would ask to ride back. And by the time my dad got in the house with the groceries, it'd hear a knock. Mama said,